Over my last 20 years as a poet, I've had all sorts of festival experiences. I've been a teenager, reading at one of my first literary festivals in Swindon, with mum and dad grinning proudly in the audience. I've been in wellies and a mini dress at Wilderness, shouting over the bass of distant bands. I've had serious discussions about Sylvia Plath's journals under Sunday Times branding, and recently, as editor of Modern Poetry and Translation, I've chaired hard-fought translation duels. I even programmed the Clerkenwell Literary Festival one year, alongside Victoria Hull. I've had memorable trips to the Verve Poetry Festival, Manchester, Poetry International and Port Elliot, to name just some of my favourites. As a poet, I usually get paid. I know that's not always the case for prose writers. Generally, it's somewhere around the £150 to £200 mark. Not a huge amount, given with travel they often take a couple of days. But as long as I'm getting a hotel room and my travel paid, I try to see it as a holiday and make sure I get to lots of events. For many years, whilst Luke Wright programmed the Poetry Tent, Latitude was my favourite festival. I got to be on the same bill as the Lemonheads and Arcade Fire. My first year there, it was baking with sunshine, and I ended up having a drink under a tree with John Cooper Clarke, who heard one of my gloomy poems and called me Sylvia. One year, I took my one-woman show about Ovid there with Jaybird Live Literature, which gave everyone a rare chance to see how angry Medea was after a night in a tent with a three-year-old. Having since become a connoisseur of authors' rooms, I think Edinburgh Literary Festival's Yurt is definitely my favourite. Ample free wine and star-spotting, this year Jeanette Winterson was having a nap on one of the sofas. As they usually only offer one night's accommodation, I've often made a weekend of it by getting the overnight train from London, then going for an early morning hike up Arthur's Seat in the clothes I've slept in. Aldbrough Poetry Festival has the best chips, usually enjoyed on the pebbled beach, and my favourite festival pub, the Cross Keys, where I'll have a pint of Aspel's, please. I've also had many memorable nights partaking in Ledbury's famous cider supper. On my first trip there, according to Alan Lloyd in the anthology Hawat, 20 Years of Ledbury Poetry Festival, macho players in the salsa band didn't know where to look as an innocent-looking Claire Pollard recited rude poems. 2 years ago, I ended up headbanging to a band at the Rotary Club with Zephyr Canal and Richard Scott. At Ledbury, we usually get put up by volunteers. One year I even left with lots of packets of seeds from the beautiful garden I'd had breakfast in. Most of all, I enjoy the mingling. Hearing new poets, making new friends, talking excitedly about language until pub closing. At their best, literary festivals feel like a world I want to live in.